Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Happy Monday, Kansas City. We are alive and well and live on 96.5 The Fan. Kramer with you, Bob with you, myself, Dusty with you as well. Do you know Matthew Stafford's now 500? I'm kidding.
How about Mac you Stafford? When's Mac get back?
I think Thursday.
All right.
Best record by a quarterback over 100 career starts in NFL history. Patrick Mahomes, 78 and 22. Tom Brady, 76 and 24. Suck it, Tom. Mm-hmm. Roger Staubach, 72 and 24. Lamar Jackson, 73 and 27 as he won yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. So yesterday, the Chiefs obviously did not play on a Sunday, which I feel like a lot of people was probably, you know, I'm sure by Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll be champion at the bit to get back into the rotation of what did Andy say? What did
you you got that right.
Yeah, come on. I'll never get it wrong again.
I know you won't. And how many times do you hear it on TV?
All the time.
It's unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I see it in quotes. I see it on Twitter.
All the time.
And I'm like, it's champion.
Yeah.
But yeah, so somebody says Leggett's parents are Farmer Fran and Coach Oregon.
Yes, that's right. Ed Orgeron.
Go Tigers.
They hire him back yet or not?
Not yet. But what we saw this week is how you can win without playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is other people's mistakes. We almost saw the Colts hand you one. We saw Pittsburgh hand you one, though they're dissipating fast. I mean,
who looked older this weekend, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Russ.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's both.
It is both. But I mean, for the first time, Aaron Rodgers looked old to me. And it's so funny because that game started and Jen goes, God, he looks old. I'm like, whatever.
But at least at the beginning of that game, you thought the Steelers might have had a chance.
Yeah.
Because there was no action. It was 5-3. And then Ladd McConkey woke up and Justin Herbert was back into the action. But I mean, there's the sack I was talking about. Like Khalil Mack baited him like a rookie and he fumbles, gets the safety, and it's, you know, whatever. As soon as Jackson Dart went out of that game, I lost all interest.
All interest in that game.
And again,
I did too.
I'm an activist for Jackson Dart. I think he's perfect for the situation that he is in.
They're not doing him fair shakes now.
No, but I mean, again, his number one wide receiver and his number one running back are out for the year.
Yep.
So, I mean, that will be back next year. So whatever video you have on Jackson Dart, I mean, I think he's got, what, like 6 rushing touchdowns in his first 6 games as a quarterback?
He's just a baller,
and he's perfect for New York.
He is. And they got that tight end that's working now, too.
Oh,
that
Theo Johnson
guy, man. Who should
be on your rosters.
He's come out of nowhere, right? And he's had himself one hell of a season right now.
And
Wandale Robinson, too.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you put all that together. You have your number two in Wandale Robinson. You have your number one in Malik Nabers. You have Cam Scadaboo. And then you can go Tracy or Singletary to be the other guy in that system moving forward. You look at Theo Johnson as his tight end, young, upcoming, talented kid.
Mm-hmm.
Build him an offensive line and keep that defensive line strong. And you will see things change for the New York Giants. And again,
they need a coach.
And they'll get one.
Yep.
They'll get one.
They need a coach, and it can't be Bill Belichick. You've got to give somebody.
What's the big tuna doing?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
I mean, go get Rex Ryan.
No. That's a spot for Matt Nagy, I'll be honest with you. Going in with a young quarterback that?
I don't think he handles New York well. I mean, Chicago, he was good in Chicago, and Chicago chewed him up, spit him out for no reason. Yeah. And I mean, he had Mitch Trubisky, one coach of the year, one of the playoffs.
But that's Chicago. Matt's also from that area, you know, so, you know, you can fit in there. Having Mitch Trubisky in the playoffs.
Cotrero's from New York. I would never want him to be the Yankee manager.
I think he'd be a great Yankee manager, but I wouldn't want it because he would be like Joe Torre. And
I would hate that him being New York.
Right, exactly. It would be awful for us. I think he'd be a perfect fit for the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
He's that cool, calm, collect. He's the perfect manager, really. I mean, the perfect temperament for a manager. I know some people are going to complain about bullpen maneuvering, but for a leader, find me somebody cooler than Cotrero. Seriously. Yeah. I know you're listening, Matt.
Yeah, he's cool, calm, and collected. But I think that what this New York team needs, and I don't know why we get on this topic, but we were on a bye week, so we had to watch everybody else. But again, I think when it comes to a New York hire, you need a New York guy. Not necessarily from there, but somebody that can just be I don't care what you say, Greg, from the Times or whatever, we're going to do it this way. And we're going to have the faith in this team. I don't know, just somebody like that. Like somebody says Kiffin or McDaniels. No. Neither one of those.
McDaniels.
Mike McDaniel or Josh McDaniels.
No.
Those guys. What's the scene from The Dark Knight? I know a squealer. That is one when he points to.
I think Cliff Kingsbury would be perfect up there.
I question his integrity in New York.
But they're dissipating fast in Washington right now.
Well, he's going to be kicked out, so he'll need a job.
And that's also not
his
fault.
You're going to fire a fired offensive coordinator in Washington to be the head coach of a New York football team?
I mean, it's not like it's the first time they've done that.
And again, it's their defense that sucks, not their offense. I mean, their offense is out. They're starting running back and their starting quarterback. So, I mean, again, I don't know how much of that is on Cliff Kingsbury.
And then their wide receiver one yesterday got hurt in Darius Slayton. So.
But you know who makes a ton of sense in New York? Lane effing Kiffin.
He does, and you brought that up weeks ago. Boomer Esiason brought it up last week, and then the more
quarterback.
Yeah, it's his quarterback. I mean, and there's something to be said for that. Again, I go back to Andy Reid. The first call he made when he drafted Patrick Mahomes was to Cliff Kingsbury and go, "What do I got here?" And that's what you want to do. And so if you want your guys to have success, surround them with people that can give them success. And then Andy Reid went out and hired this Chris Ault guy, who Binkley will tell you about at some other time, figure out the pistol offense when they brought Alex Smith in. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad hire if they have a good relationship. Now, we don't know what their relationship is, obviously, but if they have a good relationship and he got the best out of Jackson Dart, and you think that could spark your franchise, you got young guys on the team now. He relates well to the young players, obviously. I think he deserves a second chance in the NFL. I don't hate that move at all by the Giants if they were to go Lane Kiffin, but they've got to give their quarterback some sort of coach that knows what he's doing out there, because it's not fair to this kid anymore. They're losing games, and Romo talked about it yesterday, this DTF with the New England Patriots.
Down
details,
to what?
Details, toughness, and finish. DTF is what he said.
See, it comes from a different area. Yeah,
a lot of people were going crazy, obviously.
Mrs. Anderson, are you DTF? Yeah. Get out of my classroom,
right.
Dusty.
And
I didn't say it.
Yeah, but he said that yesterday. Of course, everybody lost their minds at, the DTF. But he was talking about details, toughness, and finish. And the F part is the most important. It's that finish.
Yes, it is.
When you have a bad coach, you don't finish games. It's no secret. All these teams that lose games in the fourth quarter is because their coach is an ass.
So that means Sean Payton's great.
Well, this year. He's a good coach. He's got a Super Bowl championship. He's turned that Denver team around. I mean, you can't doubt what he's done out there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lose games in the fourth quarter, whoo, baby.
You know, it'd be cool if Belichick wasn't so egotistical, and we'll get into what we noticed in the bye week on the other side because we're running out of time. Could you imagine this? And maybe it would never work because of their egos, but if Belichick would be like, you know what? I just want to be a defensive coordinator. Lane Kiffin, head coach in New York, Bill Belichick, defensive
coordinator. I'd be fun. I'd be in on something like that.
Yeah.
Right. But that's never going to happen.
Hey, I'll handle Dart, Scataboo, Neighbors, Wandell. I'll handle all that. You just develop Burns and Abdul Carter in that defense, Bill, and we'll just never talk. Okay, Lane, sounds good.
But you know what? If that's, I've always said, that's how I would be as a head coach. You hire the right people, you let them do their job, and you back away.
That's what's happening in New England right now.
That's what happens here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what they're doing in New England.
It's exactly what they're doing
Vrabel's
in New England.
I'll be the red ass. I'll keep the defense inside. Because there was a fight and a scrimmage in the game yesterday, and Mike Vrabel was the first one off the sideline and be like, whoa, we're good. And then you got Josh McDaniel over there. It's like, I'll just talk to the kid. I can do this. It's not enough. It's not overbearing for me. I'll work with Drake May. We'll get him there. He's the MVP favorite. Mm-hmm. They're leading the AFC East. They're the second best team in football, in the AFC at least, I should say. I should correct that. In the AFC. And why is that? Because everybody knows their role and they're hitting on their role. And Vrabel knows he's the captain that runs the defense, yep, and keeps the ship going straight. And Mike McDaniels is the guy that's just keeping the fuel into the tank to keep it running, because that's Drake May.
Well, and also, too, I mean, when you look at Vrabel, I'm going to go back to 2003 when Bill Self was hired at KU. And I remember thinking at that time, it's a perfect hire for KU. Best hire they could ever make is Bill Self, right? Perfect hire. Still to this day, the perfect hire. Andy Reid, perfect hire for Kansas City. Couldn't have gotten better. And Vrabel's the perfect hire for New England. Certain coaches just fit in certain situations better than others. And there's no better fit in the NFL than Andy Reid in Kansas City. There's no better fit in the NFL than Mike Vrabel in New England at this point in time. They just look like they're that team, and that team has responded to them. Vrabel has become such a better coach in New England than he was in Tennessee. And I don't know if that's because of resources or whatever the case may be, but I watch him in New England right now, and I go, that son of a bleep is I mean, God, he's a great football coach. Mike Vrabel is a great football coach. It's unbelievable to watch what he's doing in New England right now. In Tennessee, going, we fired him, and mm-hmm. we've had two coaches now since? Probably a third this offseason?
We let Derrick Henry go and A.J. Brown go, and they both have gone on to do great things. Weird how that works.
And Vrabel.
No wonder your fans have brown bags over their faces. I would be doing the same. Coming up on the other side, I want to get back into the reminder topic of what it was to sit back and watch during a bye week, plus who is who and who's not who. We'll talk about it all on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let go.
Suck it. Hey, do you guys know this? You didn't, because I just found out. The greatest tight end in NFL history is retiring a Patriot. Yep. Watch Rob Gronkowski sign his one-day contract this Wednesday at 12:15 p.m. live on Patriots Digital and Social as the greatest tight end in NFL history is retiring a Patriot. I thought Kelsey was still playing.
Little happy birthday shout-out to my friend Megan today. She's doing good things. She's on the BMA board. Love her to death. Her husband, Pat Daddy, wanted to make sure we wished her a happy birthday today. Happy birthday to the Marines and happy birthday to Megan. Yeah. Love you both.
250th anniversary for those Marines.
So Kling covered the day they started, so he was there at that press conference.
Oh, yeah.
He sure was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You all right over there?
I don't know! I don't know why that was like the funniest thing that I have heard in a long time. And it shouldn't be, but you're just like, yep, he sure was. You ain't the best color analyst in the business for anything.
Yeah, he sure was. Once again, as a reminder, according to Vegas and the odds makers, your MVP odds have shifted. As we go to the awards that you could look up, Drake May +275, Matthew Stafford +300, Patrick Mahomes +500, Jonathan Taylor +600. Those are your MVP odds top four. After that, Josh Allen +700, Sam Darnold +1,000. I think the bet you make if you want to try to get back into the Patrick Mahomes field is on that, and also maybe a Sam Darnold flyer as well, because if Seattle beats the Rams this week, what a game that's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah.
Rams, Seahawks.
That's going to be a good one, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It sucks that it's on the same time as our game is, because I'd love to sit around and, you know, maybe that's the two TV setup outside.
Gotta
the weather's supposed to break. You have both of those games on. So
yeah.
It should be a fun one. Here's another fun with stats type of thing. J.J. Watt and T.J. Watt. J.J. Yeah. Watt, 114.5 career sacks. T.J., 114. Yeah. He's ready to pass his brother in 20-some less games. Then if he gets a sack this weekend, he will he'll pass his brother in sacks in 20 less games. That's more than an entire season's worth. I mean, TJ Watt doesn't get enough run either, man.
2 years ago, that was a after hours fan poll question, which was like, basically, would you rather have TJ or JJ in their prime?
Right.
And it was split.
Right.
I mean, it was 50-50. Yeah. I don't even know if I know the answer to that.
I don't
question.
Know either. I don't know either right now.
I think
now.
I take TJ.
I think I would too.
But JJ was so effing good.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Like, I don't really think there is a wrong answer.
Well, the other brother's the wrong answer.
Yeah, the one that didn't make it.
Well, he made it, but he just fullback.
Wait. There was another one?
Yeah, there's TJ, JJ, and RJ.
Oh, there was another.
Derek,
yeah.
No wonder he sucks. He didn't get the cool name.
It's true. You're right.
It's like the picture of the three dragons, and one's like off-putting. It's like these two belong, the other one doesn't look like they belong, and it's like TJ, JJ, Derek.
That's Derek, yeah.
Yeah. Derek Watt, yeah.
It's like there's Jackson Dart and Diesel Dart.
Diesel. Do you think Diesel's going to be good? I can't wait to see him play, man. With the name of Diesel Dart, you better go out there and run
that
this
or you
thing
should,
all
like,
over the
learn
place.
Learn how to work for Big Tobacco.
Yeah, that too. There's a Diesel Dart out there.
Think about these darts, man. Name's Diesel. Man. All right, sold. But no, we got to watch a lot more than we normally get to because the Chiefs don't take away time in your game. They play this Sunday at 3:25. You can hear that game with pregame starting 3 hours ahead of the game here on 96.5 The Fan with Josh Briscoe doing pre- and postgame, and then Danan Kling and Mitch all doing their stuff on the Chiefs Radio Network. Mm-hmm. But we got to watch this weekend, and you know, we can start with the obvious that probably stood out first because it was a noon game and it was eye-opening was how flat and bad Buffalo looked.
Yeah, terrible, right? And that's what happens after you play the Chiefs. I mean, you go look at it, and all these teams that had their big wins, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Chargers and Buffalo and all these teams that, you know, beat Kansas City, and then they go flat the next week. And Denver had their flat game on Thursday, and that's why I'm sitting here on a Monday. I'm going, I feel like Bo Nix is going to have a big game. I just do. I feel like that's the early storyline this week, that we're all going to doubt Bo Nix, right? And it just kind of the last couple of weeks watching the NFL and the guys you start to doubt or the question marks around them going into the game, the trade rumor guys, when there's a lot of buzz, players tend to take their play up another level. And I just think Denver's going to be ready to play against Kansas City because it is their Super Bowl. It's as big a game for Denver as it is for the Chiefs. Now, obviously, it's big for the Chiefs to get back into this thing, to beat the Denver Broncos, get two wins above 500, all of that kind of stuff, and make your route to the postseason easier. But this is Denver's opportunity to show that they're the new kind of kids in town, right? They have the opportunity to kind of go out there and show everybody that this is our division right now. So I think they're going to play a good game. I don't think we're going to see a bad Bo Nix in this game. I think we're going to see a very effective Bo Nix, and that's just par for the course when teams play the Chiefs, man. They play their best level of football. And so the Chiefs, after this week, getting back today to practice and all that kind of stuff, they got to go out there and they got to play their best the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about Buffalo, but we can talk about Denver as well. I thought this was funny. This comes from Sal Marania in Buffalo. He's been covering the Bills for, he says, four decades. The Bills may have the worst wide receiver group in the league. No one is open anywhere. I remember when that was Mahomes' problem, and he ended up winning the Super Bowl, so figure it out, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Bills looked flat.
And that's because they're coming off that big win against the Chiefs, you know? It's just letdown city.
Yeah, and we know that, you know, a lot of people, I think, texted you or maybe tweet at you, say, oh, Super Bowl hangover, looks like it's affected the Bills. That just, I mean, I know Allen threw for 300, but he didn't look like Josh Allen. James Cook couldn't run the ball because they were behind. They were down 16-0 at one point. Tua was slinging all over him. I mean, he didn't have the numbers Josh Allen had, but they still, that was Miami.
Yeah.
And that was Buffalo. And they've already played each other twice this year. The first time they played was like a Thursday night game, and Buffalo was favored by, I think, like 14.5 points. Miami clearly covered. Buffalo still looked flat. Again, this is divisional games. And then, you know, you look at what else there was in this week that we saw. We saw the Jags play, and they were winning that game. And this is why that loss is so infuriating every single week, because the Jacksonville Jaguars gave you a chance to win that game multiple times.
And I mean, Trevor, you gave yourself a chance to win that game early on.
Yeah, and yet you let Jacksonville win. Jacksonville played against David Mills, who's the backup quarterback with the long neck. You've seen all the memes. And Houston. And they let Houston win that game.
And Houston
came back and won.
Houston was down 19 with like 10 minutes to go. It was 29-10 in the fourth quarter of that game.
With like, I think, like 11:30 or something like that. Like, and they let Davis Mills go down and beat you. So that's kind of eye-opening for me as a Chief to be like, damn, yeah, Jacksonville lost. We need that to happen. We would assume that it looks like Buffalo's probably going to take one of those wild card spots. And then it's going to come down to how you handle your division, because it looks like the Colts have that fight in them. They have that like almost destiny type feel to their team. Now, again, they will play the Chiefs in, I believe, two weeks on Sunday at noon at Arrowhead. So we'll see what that is. And they'll be coming off of a bye. So they're going to get everybody rested. They're going to have time to prepare for the Kansas City Chiefs, get to watch them against the Denver Broncos. But we got to watch the Jags lose and kind of show more of a reflection of what they are now that the Chiefs can handle business against the Denver Broncos and get to 6-4. They will then, you know, possibly start putting the separation away from themselves against Jacksonville. But again, you could imagine if they would have won that game, where they would sit and the comfortability that they have. They do not have that. You look at what the Chargers showed us last night. They won. They moved on. Justin Herbert looks okay. We thought the offensive line might be an issue against that Steelers defensive line. We now see why that Steelers defense is piss poor.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing Mike Tomlin probably on his way out. Aaron Rodgers is probably over. I think Steelers fans are tired of being in purgatory as an organization.
It is, yeah.
And that's what I think what we also saw from Pittsburgh is that they're now 5-4. Aaron Rodgers looks like, oh, we played half a season. I really can't do this anymore.
Yeah. And they really haven't given Tomlin a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger left. That he's still been kind of piecemealing that thing together. If Tomlin gets, you know, run out of Pittsburgh, the Giants will hire him in 2 seconds.
And technically, they still are a playoff team as your record sets. You have the Colts, the Broncos, the Chargers, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Jags. Mm-hmm. Two teams at 5-4. That is the Steelers and the Jags. The Chiefs also at 5-4, but don't have the tiebreaker against the Jags. That's why they're the outside looking in, still in the hunt. The Houston Texans, the Baltimore Ravens, and I guess you could classify the Bengals as still in the hunt because of that AFC
North. Big one against Pittsburgh this weekend, though, too. I mean, it's a moving day for Cincinnati if they don't want to stay in this thing. Yeah.
But that's why I think you can win on bye weeks, because not only do you get to prepare for Denver for a week off, you got to see Denver in that game on Thursday night against the Raiders where they were 10-7. In fact, they talked to Bo Nix after the game, and it wasn't great. He was getting booed by his fans.
What'd you think about some of their reaction, the boos and that kind of thing?
Well, I've been booed before, and I'll be booed again, so not going to be the last time. It's obviously unfortunate. You don't want your own fans booing you, but, you know, it's part of it.
So, yeah, you don't want that, but this is why now as we transfer into this Buffalo or this Bills conversation, like, I've said this all day. I'll say it all week. I hate Denver. They're the most hated franchise of any sport I've ever hated. I don't hate the Yankees. I don't hate the Dodgers. I hate Denver. I hated Jake Plummer. I hated Kyle Orton when he played for them. I hated John Elway. I hate Denver. They put Vaseline on their jerseys. John Elway had a horse face that ripped my childhood heart out multiple times. I have reasons for this, you know, catastrophic, disgusting hate for this franchise. But Bo Nix is not their guy. And their fans are realizing this because you can look at Denver's schedule. And yes, Denver is 8-2, and they are in first place in the AFC West. They are the second team overall in the standings. They are just shy of getting a number one overall seed. But, like, you look at Denver's schedule and what they have done to teams. They have the best defense in football. It is no secret. They do so many great things on that defensive line. But this is their schedule this year. They played the Titans to start the season, and they won that game 20-12. They lost to the Colts in week 2, and they lost by 1 point. What that says for the Colts, what that says for the Broncos, I don't know. It was a 1-point game. The Colts won, and it was week 2. Nobody really has an identity yet, right? Then they went and played the Chargers and lost back-to-back weeks. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Colts. They beat the Bengals 28-3, destroyed Jake Browning. They beat the Eagles, good win, 21-17 in Philadelphia. They then beat the Jets 13-11. They should have lost to the Giants. They were down by so many. They ended up winning. They scored like, what, 33? They outscored the Giants 33-13 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was whatever it was.
And they beat the Cowboys 44-24. They beat the Texans, and they beat the Raiders. And they beat the Texans 18-15. They beat the Raiders 10-7. That's been the last 2 weeks for Bo Nix. The fans have seen a lot. They know they're playing the Chiefs this week. And the fans and the national media are not happy with what they're seeing as Bo Nix as the quarterback, because they have to think to themselves, when you do play a team like Kansas City for the first time to see where you are in your division, if you're 8-3 and the Chiefs are 6-4, and you know you got to play the Chiefs again in Kansas City, and the starters are probably all going to play, this won't be that Bo Nix game last year in Week 18 where it was, well, we won 42-3, we beat the snot out of the Chiefs.
Yeah,
nobody played for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's not a win. So we'll see what happens with Bo Nix, because I got to think that Spags is champing at the bit to not only get to play Bo Nix and confuse him, but, like, who are you going to take out? Are you going to take out J.K. Dobbins? Are you going to take out Cortland Sutton? What's going to be the game plan? But right now, with the bye week where you win, is yes, Denver beat the Raiders 10-7, but they've got a lot more issues than what's really on the surface, and inside it's rotting.
Yeah, but they won't have those issues against the Chiefs. Nobody does. It's like, it's getting frustrating at this point in the season now that, you know, you start to think about all these other teams and how they're just bringing their obscene A game. And we've known that for years, that they bring their obscene A game to play against the Chiefs. And so that's why I look at that Denver game and what they did last week is, I'm not even looking at that game. I can't focus on that Raider game because I don't think that's the way that they're going to play. I think Denver's going to come out, and I think they're going to be explosive on offense. And I think they're going to go out there and they're going to do stuff that they've been holding back for this game. That's the way Sean Payton is. I guarantee you, he probably puts bounties out there too, because that's who Sean Payton is. And that's why he was banned from the NFL for a year. The reputation does precede him. This Denver game has got me a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. This is one where I'm already starting to think about, okay, you held it all back. You haven't played that great this year. You've been waiting for this moment. And every team that waits for this moment plays big against the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, obviously Washington did not and the Raiders did not, but those aren't real teams, right? And no offense, Kramer, they're just not. They're not real teams.
None of it's taken.
The Denver Broncos right now are sitting at 8-2. They're feeling good. They're a real team right now. They know this is Goliath. They know the opportunity that they have in front of them. There is so much to gain for the Denver Broncos this weekend by getting that win. And that's why I think it's going to be a different game. I just think we're going to see a really good Bo Nix this weekend. And that's the way teams play. That's the way players play. That's the way coaches coach. When you play against Kansas City, you do things that are different. You play better. Your adrenaline. I mean, it's the premier game of the weekend. So everybody lives for these type of games against the Chiefs. And for 8 years, the Chiefs have matched that intensity. They need to continue to match that intensity that they're going to see from the Denver Broncos this weekend. I promise you it's going to be intense.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I'm very comfortable with this game this week.
Same.
I'm very comfortable with this game because the Chiefs have a bye. We talked to Mitch last Friday, Andy Reid, 22-4 off the bye. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing this team could have had was a humility loss against Jacksonville, and then you lose to Buffalo by 7. You know what that was. I don't think they put all their cards on the field. And I trust Spags to absolutely make Bo Nix look like that quarterback in college. They showed the zoom-in face for Oklahoma State where he's, like, shaking. Like, I don't think Bo Nix is going to have a good game against the Chiefs defense. I think they're going to be ready for it. I think, again, this is another time where the bye week you win. Hey, Chris, listen to all the criticism that you've been getting from, you know, people around you. Now you have a chance to really go, you know, destroy this offensive line of Denver's and be that guy, because Denver does have everything for Denver is fine except the most important position on the field, and that's quarterback. And that quarterback has yet to lose them a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he will lose them a game against a good team that will make him lose the game. You beat Vegas, you play that same way against Vegas you play, and I know you say that they won't, but I don't see anything from Bo Nix in the last two games that he's played where I'm like, that guy's going to be a problem. Whereas, like, if you were to play the Giants in week 3 and Jaxson Dart would have started all season, I've been like, I think this guy could do something to make things a little frustrating for the defense. You look at, you know, what Detroit could have been. Jared Goff shut him down 30-17. He had all his weapons on offense. He had Gibbs, he had Montgomery, he had St. Brown, he had Williams, he had Laporta, he had all those guys. And Spags was able to shut that down. Bo Nix has Cortland Sutton, Evan Engram, Franklin, Hardy, and J.K. Dobbins. And I'm telling you, man, if they cannot score, they cannot win the game. And the Chiefs' defense is not as good as Buffalo's, but the Chiefs or Denver's, but the Chiefs' offense is that much better than Denver's. So that's why I don't have that sort of where I think the Chiefs' defense and the Denver offense is similar to where how good the defense for Denver is versus how good the Chiefs' offense is. Like, the Denver Broncos are going to win multiple times on defense. They just are. There's going to be three and outs. There's going to be stopped runs. There's going to be called out, you know, passes where they know it's going to Rice. But that offense can't consistently, I don't believe, be stopped the entire game. Denver's offense, I mean, they may not get 250 yards the way Bo Nix is playing.
Their offense right now obviously can be had, but is Chris Jones going to show up to work? And I really do think that's the big conversation that we need to have the rest of the way. Bo Nix can be affected, but if Chris Jones chooses to buy a ticket for $268 as the get-in price right now out in Denver is the highest game on Sunday ticket price-wise, right? If Chris Jones can buy a ticket and watch the game, then it's going to be a long day. It just is. Like, this guy's got to start playing. And it's now. There's no more, you know, it's early. There's no more, it's October. There's no more, we're feeling ourselves out. We're going into week 11 right now. And it is time for Chris Jones to show up to work. And it is time for Chris Jones to go out there and not occupy a defensive tackle or fight through a double team or whatever it is. It is time for Chris Jones to declare himself, I am still here. Don't go act like Russell Wilson and, you know, Aaron Rodgers yesterday and look like an old man. Chris Jones has to assert himself. Chris Jones has to be a player on Sunday in this game in order for the Kansas City Chiefs to go out there and do what they need to do from a defensive standpoint. You can't continue to rely on your linebackers. You can't continue to rely on your defensive backs to hold coverage forever and a day. Chris Jones has to start playing like the all-world player that he is, and it needs to be from now until the end of the season. Whatever that is, Chris Jones needs to have himself games, because this is probably looking like it's going to be one of his last years as well. Go out there and play your ass off and make Bo Nix panicked under center. Scare the death out of Bo Nix. Blitz his ass. But Chris Jones, you got to be there. You have got to be there. Chris Jones will be the difference as to why the Chiefs win or lose this game on Sunday. If he doesn't show up and Bo Nix has all day in that pocket, we're screwed. Chris Jones, show up to work this week, man.
Chris Jones needs to play like Max Crosby did for the Raiders against the Broncos, and they'd be fine, like, honestly. And
yeah, it's a good point.
And honestly, too, I think, I mean, the Chiefs' defense is 100. Heck, they're light years better than what we saw the Raiders put on paper against the Broncos this past week. And that's why I think Spags is going to put the guys in the right spot. It's just whether or not they can they execute would be the biggest question for this defense. I think they can. I think this defense can easily stop the Broncos' offense because the Broncos' offense is absolutely horrendous. It's not good. That offensive line isn't as good anymore as that they've been toting up to be the last couple of years, too.
Well, and also, too, I think when we start to kind of get into this week and we hear from Andy Reid, most likely later on today, I would imagine. We're going to get an update on Josh Simmons as well and kind of know where he is. And if we hear that he's back into the flow and he's ready to go this week, and that's a big relief to have him as your left tackle. Obviously, Juwan Taylor's going to be fine at your right tackle spot another week, you know, for Trey Smith to get that back kind of moving in the right direction. You got another week of health for, you know, Pop, and we can move this thing forward and get back to running the football, get back to doing some of the things we did in that stretch of games where you're putting up 30 points plus per game, running the ball effectively, high percentage throws, making plays on defense, kind of get back to that. This is their biggest test of the year. This is an important test on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what this Chiefs team is really made about on Sunday. Will they respond to this pressure? Will they go out there and take control of this division? Will they show us they are still that team that we've expected them to be, or will they look at this game and let Denver win? And if Denver does win, you're not winning the division this year. And now it is all about getting that final playoff spot.
22-4 off the bye. Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo. Don't forget also, Bob, from the text line, what they did to the backups last year. They rubbed it in their face. They got a little bit of
aggression. There's that. I like that. I like that angle. I do.
That's what somebody said in the text line. Bob, don't forget what they did to the backups last year. And then everybody said, oh, Denver looks good.
Yeah, no, they embarrassed our backups. That's right. Now you got to go out there and embarrass their starters. Let's do it. Come on. Come on, guys. This is it. I'm making it the call to you guys all that are in veteran leadership on that team. Destroy somebody this week.
You're a Raider fan, and you love the Raider. Are the Broncos your most hated in the West?
I cannot stand the Broncos.
And you got the Chiefs. And you hate the Broncos.
The Broncos are my least favorite.
Why? Because they suck, dude.
Dude, I've only seen two winning seasons. The majority of the time, I've only seen the Broncos win and the Chiefs win.
Gotcha. Okay. But why do you hate the Broncos more than the Chiefs? Just because you're here?
Yeah, basically. Okay. Honestly, yeah.
I got a lot of friends that like the Chiefs.
I don't have really many friends that like the Chiefs at all.
Really?
Yeah. But I have weird friends where, like, there's a Seahawks fan in there, there's a Steelers fan in there. It's just all over the place. We're all from St. Joe. We just picked a team.
You're probably growing up when the Chiefs weren't any good, too, right?
F the Donkeys, dude.
I had a Priest Holmes jersey when I was a kid.
Hell yeah. I had a Tim Brown jersey. My dad made me pay for it.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not buying a Raiders
jersey. How much did that cost?
I mean, at the time, I think it was probably like, it was at the Oak Park Mall.
Yeah.
I believe it was probably like $80. It wasn't like the authentic Stitch one.
Well, no, as a kid. Yeah. But that's expensive.
I was balling. I had allowance money in a Bart Simpson bank. You pulled his head off, you pulled the money out.
I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you? I remember I wore that shirt to school when they first came out, 6th or 7th grade. I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you? I got sent home.
Mm. Wonder why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Because it said hell.
Yeah,
said
exactly, hell. Exactly.
I got sent home because I wore a shirt that said, make seven up yours. Remember that shirt?
Yeah, I love that one.
My
yeah.
principal hated me. Came, just did the like curl fingers. Mr. Likens. I went over there and I was like, Principal Mazur. I'm kidding. I wasn't Pauly Shore from Goofy Movie, but I was like, yes, Mr. Day. He goes, I'm going to need you to get back on your bike, go home and change your shirt. And I was like, why? He goes, it says make seven up yours. I'm like, yeah, seven up yours. He goes, up yours. I'm like, that's not what the shirt says. I just didn't come back the rest of the day.
I think I ended up putting tape over hell and walking. Like, it's so it stupid, man.
You can always count on you can't always count on Sundays, but you can always count on with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus this Sunday. Stream the Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos live at 4:25 Eastern, 3:25 Central. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up on the other side, we'll get to our brioche of the weekend. By the way, Kramer, that means something that you found fun or delightful this weekend. We'll do on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, yeah. Good take.
Before we get to the brioche of the weekend, I have to think, because I'm teeing off Saturday at 7:50. I'm running out of time, dude. Golf is slowly but surely running away from me.
It's dissipating.
It's sprinting away. 7:50 on a Saturday. That has to be like the first tee time, right?
Or is yes. There,
okay. Because when does this...
close to it.
When does the sun rise?
Right about 7 o'clock-ish where you can like get out there and actually see, you know. Tomorrow the sun will rise at 6:57 a.m.
Okay, so by Saturday it's going to be 7. So there'll probably be 1 to 2 tee times in front of me.
You can tune in to Saturdays with Kramer there, too.
Oh, dude, I'll have it on.
9 to 11.
I have it on in my car every Saturday morning when I'm out doing my errands. That's my errand day.
Appreciate you, man.
Wake up at 8. It's on 96.5 The Fan, too.
Love you.
Simultane.
Love you.
Saturdays with Kramer Dog. You think he's talking about Emmanuel Classe on Saturday?
Yeah.
Better believe it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dude. Better believe it. Brioche of the weekend. Kramer, why don't you start? Because Bob and I is basically the same.
Yeah, but I got an addendum to mine as well. So.
Okay.
Well, I went to Silver Dollar City. Apparently, that's where the Chiefs Kingdom, that's where everyone visits, is down there in Branson.
Right. So, bye week, baby.
Yeah, it's official vacation spot of Chiefs Kingdom.
I actually saw a lot of Chiefs jerseys while I was down there, too, so it made sense. But no, yeah, I went to Silver Dollar City with the family. It's like our third year doing it. It's kind of like a it's going to be like a
was the Christmas tradition. Changeover done?
Yes, it was. Yes, that's why we went down there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you get there before a lot of people get down there.
Exactly. And plus, it was also beautiful. It was like in the 70s. It was a perfect time
to
be down there.
So are you ready for Christmas now?
No, okay. No, not at all.
Oh,
no.
Really? Did Barry Williams sing to you?
I did hear Barry Williams songs, but no. Yeah. Didn't personally sing to me. That'd be sweet. No, but went to Silver Dollar City. It was awesome. It was all Christmas-themed-esque. It was their final year of the Rudolph's parade. So I'm like, oh, sweet. Get to love me some good Rudolph. So, yeah.
Okay. So you had did you spend the weekend or was it down and back?
It was a down and back type of situation.
Oh, wow. That's a hell of a day
you
for
were you. There during the day, then back that night?
Well, no, we came back Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. When did you go down?
Well, right off the show. On Friday.
Oh, on Friday. So you did spend at least one night there.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
We do overnight trips. That's like one of our thing. Our families do a lot. And it's easy. It's cheap. It's fun.
I've been to Branson during Christmas. I haven't been to.
It's a good time.
I haven't been to Silver Dollar City during Christmas.
You should.
I need to go see the venue. We just stayed at like an Airbnb with like an entire family. And we just kind of did our thing that way. Then did like, of course, there's like a miniature golf course.
First time being front row with the fire in the hole, the ride down there, by the way. Awesome ride. They updated it last year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a water feature to it. And front row, you get soaked.
Even on a weather day like it was over the week. Well, I guess it was Saturday. It was still like nice. 70. Yeah.
It was 70 on Friday. I mean, my legs got, they're wet. The cotton I was wearing my pants. But I mean, I'm okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I lived.
That.
But it was awesome. Enjoyed it. Our tradition we do with our family.
Good. Fun. What do you got?
Shout out to Nathan, man. Yeah. Cheers, Nathan. Best adventures to you and your family that you are going to have. He said a great story, which I knew that he was going to get married if I'd have known him at this time. Said that he had a loud neighbor at a cheap apartment that he was staying at, banging on the door, delivery guy. He goes, hey, my family's inside sleeping. It was his girlfriend at the time that he had only known for 3 days.
Yeah.
And he just randomly called her family. And they were like, he was like, I think that's when it hit me. And from that day forward, they just knew they were going to be together because he's like, hey, my family's in there sleeping. He's like, my family. So that was a cool story from Nathan.
It really was.
Nice.
That's what, and then his theme was, it's a love story. So all the music to hit 55 bridesmaids and grooms. And they played Taylor Swift piano the whole way out. And then, it was a great wedding.
It was cute.
Glad to him. I love weddings. They did Minsky's Pizza. I'm totally in favor of that. If you want to do Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, anything easy, giveaway. Nixon 5.
Yeah.
Great wedding. Everybody was beautiful that was in it. Nathan, you look great. Enjoy Portugal. Enjoy your life and best adventures.
Yeah, man. It was exciting to be there. And I put in mind everybody loves a good love story. And it's true. It was a great kind of way that they described how they kind of got together and did. I love those. Sitting at a wedding, it makes you just kind of look back and think about your own situation. So I want to give a shout out to them as well for a great wedding. And thanks for having us part of it, even though we ruined it probably, I'm sure, for Dusty and I being there. But we'll wait till Saturday.
Why don't you blow it out your ass, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. and so I also want to give a shout out to the Bayshore High School football team. They beat DeSoto over the weekend on Friday, advancing on to the next round of state, taking on Leavenworth. We'll be out there on Saturday. And a double shout out, Brioche of the weekend, to Jason with the Booster Club who saved a spot for us to park in.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. That's clutch.
Yeah. So Ralph's walking in and goes, hey, my buddy's showing up. Would you mind saving him a spot?
Brioche the guy's of the
like,
month.
Dude, yeah. I'll save your guy a spot. So he saved me. So I want to give Jason a shout out from the Booster Club over at Bayshore Linwood doing good things. Doing nice things. And then you always say it at the end of the show, do nice things for people, right? We were getting there late. It was going to be a mad dash to get in. Had the spot saved. Worked out perfect. Bayshore won the football game. Almost had to fire the Bayshore coach, though. If they would have lost the game, I would have fired the coach today because you're down or you're up two touchdowns with like 10 minutes to go and you have your quarterback throw the football and he threw like a pick six. And we're like, what are you doing having this guy throw the football? And everybody's screaming, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. It's like, is Andy coaching? You got to run the ball. It's okay. It's okay, Bayshore head coach. Run the football.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could kind of pick up on that as well because Blue Springs Wildcats with the upset this weekend.
29-10
over Blue Springs South.
Nice.
My alma mater going through to the playoffs.
Who do they have this weekend?
I think
now?
It's Nixa.
Oh, that's right. I think you did say Nixa and 5. Yeah.
I think it's Nixa, but I could be wrong. Either way, whoever plays CBC of St. Louis will lose.
Was CBC the winner?
They're just always dominant. I think they've won like the last 2 years. I don't know. I'll get proven wrong on the text line. But hey, Blue Springs South. You lost to the better Blue Springs school. Blue Springs Wildcats, class of 06. God, I'm old. 20-year anniversary next year. Maybe this year. Shouldn't it be this year?
Coming up, yeah.
Yeah, 06 is when I graduated, 2026.
There's no way you graduated in 06.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
I graduated in 95. I don't see.
Class of 95!
Yeah.
Shout out to
class of 15 over here.
St. Beavis High rules, baby.
That's right. Yeah, 06, man. 06
what class are you?
15.
How you doing?
So you're 25 years? No.
Maybe 10 years.
10 years.
No, I graduated in 95.
Yeah, I wasn't
so you're
born
20
yet.
Years after I graduated.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet when you graduated.
What year were you born?
96. Love you, Bob.
That's fine.
In 1996, the Atlanta Braves lost to the New York Yankees in the World Series.
Yes.
Nixa has the best prospect in the state. Great.
Great. Does anybody know anything about Leavenworth? Are they any good?
You know, Michael Vick stayed there once.
I know he did.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay warm today. And then bring your shorts and short sleeve shirts out the rest of the week. Coming up next, the band is back together. Gold's back from swimming with the dolphins. That's right. He said, I never knew this. They're really smart. I'll let you explain it to the other side. Gold, 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holtis every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.